Here's one more way that human life is changing the oceans. It involves the carbon dioxide that we emit, the same substance that contributes to climate change. That carbon dioxide is also making the oceans more acidic. A new study finds the process is happening at a breathtaking rate at one study area off the coast of Washington state. Acid in the ocean is reshaping ocean life. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
About half the carbon dioxide we emit into the atmosphere gets soaked up in the oceans. That's good news for us. The air isn't heating up as fast as it otherwise would. But Tim Wooten at the University of Chicago says that's bad news for the oceans.
As carbon dioxide increases in the atmosphere, it dissolves into water as well. And when it does that, it reacts with water and creates carbonic acid.
That carbonic acid is already making ocean waters slightly more corrosive around the world. But rarely has anyone really taken the time to see whether that acid is changing ocean ecosystems. Wooten just happened to include acid measurements in a long-term study he's doing on Tatoosh Island, which is half a mile off the coast of Washington state. As expected, Wooten saw a trend toward greater acidity over the past 8 years.
What surprised us, though, is the rate at which this was occurring. It's been occurring a lot faster, about 10 times faster than had been predicted from physical models of the ocean and the atmosphere and how they interact.
Wooten doesn't know why the waters at Tatoosh Island are changing so much faster than expected. Whatever the cause, it's creating rapid changes in the ecosystem as well. Wooten says 10 to 20% of the mussels along the coast disappeared in just that 8-year period to be replaced by algae and other less acid-sensitive species.
When we project where these shifts are going in the long run, they're actually pretty alarming. The demise of mussels as a dominant species is potentially a really big deal.
Wooten says soon 60 to 70% of the mussels on this island coastline could be gone. And that's bad for more than just mussels. They are central players in the marine food web, which includes the fish we eat.
So instead of a big solid band of mussels, you'll have little patches or mussels scattered around haphazardly. It'd be like changing a system from a heavy forest into a plain that's dotted with trees.
Wooten's research is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The looming question is whether this rapid acidification is just a fluke occurrence on one island or whether the entire West Coast could soon feel these effects. Nobody knows because apparently nobody else along the coast has been monitoring the acidity of seawater this closely. But Jane Lubchenco at Oregon State University is worried.
Ocean acidification is likely one of the most serious and insidious changes underway, and it was one that was not even on our radar screen. And it looms large.
Lubchenco says biologists have focused mostly on the risk to corals and plankton that have calcium shells that can literally dissolve away if the ocean gets too acidic. But the latest study shows the problems are likely also much closer to home, and it's likely to get worse for a long time to come. Lubchenco says it won't be easy to curtail our emissions of carbon dioxide.
Even if we do, it's not going to fix the ocean acidification problem immediately. There's a long time lag in the system.
The oceans will keep soaking up the carbon dioxide that's already in the atmosphere. So, she says, at least we should take whatever other steps we can to reduce the stresses on marine life. Richard Harris, NPR News.
You can read more about the ocean's role in the carbon cycle by going to npr.org.